Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Marshall Tucker bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me on Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, president of Immigration Works USA. Put a .com on the, .org on the end of that, right? Tamar, Immigration Works USA.org. Tell us about it.
Yes, please. Sorry, you caught me by surprise. I was already talking about those children. We're a Washington-based organization trying to make immigration reform happen, and we're especially organized around small business owners.
Yeah.
We organize small business owners nationally who hire immigrants and want to be legal, and we help them have a voice, and we try to make the law better.
Making sure that small business owners, when they hire people, that they don't get harmed by just going to the marketplace and hiring people. And we appreciate
that. And if they don't have to face a choice,
that's right,
between growing their business and breaking the law.
Absolutely. And that's the reason we appreciate the work that Tamar does. Okay, Tamar, we've been talking about this nightmare on the border, the children, thousands and tens of thousands of children coming in from Central America. What's the policy solution, and what are the political challenges?
Well, so we got to you don't want to send people back to dangerous situations, right? So we do have to do some looking at each case and decide, does he deserve to be a refugee and stay here? We should have a high bar for that. You know, just living in a bad neighborhood should not be a reason that you get to stay in America. If you really are going to get killed or raped or something because you're in trouble with a gang, where they're going for, and it's not just personal, they have to be going for you because of your race or religion or membership of a group, then you get to stay. Otherwise, we're going to send you back. And not very many kids should qualify, right? I mean,
right. So what do you say to the people who say, if you put these kids, if you take a couple of plane loads of kids and send them back to those countries and dump those kids back in their countries, the way they were dumped on us, God bless them, everyone, that people have said that would stop the new kids from coming across. The parents would see that this is not working. Don't spend your money. Don't risk your children.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we should do some of that pretty quickly. I mean, I think, I don't know that it'll stop it right away.
But that's a problem. But that's a problem-solving step, see?
Yeah. No, fair enough. So, I mean, it might not work, but you're right. We should definitely quickly send a batch. Several batches back. I totally agree with that. We can't. You know, one side is saying send everybody back, don't even look at the cases.
Right.
And the other side is saying let everybody stay. And both of those sides are wrong. And with some version of quickly processing some of them, you're right, sending some batches back pretty soon, publicly publicized batches. And the point is the president's not willing to be decisive.
Right.
So he's, again, trying to keep both sides kind of happy. He's trying to
Here's where he tips his hand. He's willing to violate the Constitution for things that matter to him, but this matters to him the other way, apparently. I think he tips his hand on how he feels about immigration, how he feels about our borders, because
he's trying to keep his base happy. He's trying to keep the base.
But I thought he was the America. I thought he was the president of the United States of America.
Well, I agree with you, but I'm just that's where he's going wrong, though.
Right.
That he's trying to keep his base happy instead of the general public. And
right.
You're right. The problem is. It's going to cost us a lot of money because we're going to have to feed and house and take care of these kids until we send anybody back, and that's going to cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And all the judges and processing them and whatnot. And it's also, it's killing whatever little life immigration reform had in it. This is beating the
death
out of it.
There's no immigration. Immigration was not likely this year anyway, but it's over now, right?
It's over now, and the question is this killing it for next year, too, and for,
yeah.
You know, how long? So, I mean, that's the biggest, in my view, that's the biggest price we're paying.
What is the impact of this on the 2014 midterms?
Well, we're going to see, like, how many races is this going to come up? You know, I think most Americans have other things on their mind, you know, there's, like, that thing called the economy, and there's health care, and there's a lot of bigger issues than this, but to the degree it becomes a race, an issue in races, it's not going to be a good issue. It's going to be an ugly issue, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be people saying, you know, we hate all foreigners versus people saying other extreme things on the other side.
Should he have gone down to the border, President Obama?
I think he should have. I think he should have. Yes, I think he should have. And I think you're right. I think the idea of sending a couple of plane loads back very early on would have been a very smart thing to do.
Because this has got to stop, right? I mean, is there any indication that it has stopped? Are the kids still coming in?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Hey, Tamar, thanks for being here. Good job today. Great report. We appreciate
thanks
it very
for
much.
Having me.
Tamar
as
Jacoby,
always.
Ladies and gentlemen. ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. Be sure to check out her website. She's working hard for small businesses every day. Tamar Jacoby, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.